Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, if I was to ask anybody what their biggest fear is, speaking in public would be very high on the list. My next guest is on a mission to unlock the fear and allow you to speak with confidence in any public situation. It's great to welcome Isabel Rimmer. She's the author of Present with Presence, everything you need to plan, prepare and deliver with impact in any situation. Good morning, Isabel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Very well.
Now, you've been in this, presentation business for a long, long time. Why do you think that many of us have a fear of public speaking?
Well, I think when you take it back to, if you think about having, let's say, 10 or 20 pairs of eyes looking at you, and you go back to our sort of caveman, cavewoman existence, you know, that's a threat. So naturally, when you've got people looking at you, there's a kind of like, oh, you know, do I run away? Are they going to kill me? Are they going to eat me for dinner? You know, whatever it is. And so it's a natural thing to feel anxious when everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the root cause. I think that's the root cause of what we call glossophobia, a fear of public speaking.
So do you recommend in the book, and it's a very well-written book, not trying to change this overnight, so that you ease yourself into it slowly, you find your own comfort and your own way of delivery, and you stay true to yourself and you develop your own style.
Totally. And for me, and with this book particularly, it's very much a set of tools, techniques, frameworks, methods. I think it's a bit like a recipe book. So instead of you having to be somebody else, which is not authentic, and good speakers need to be themselves, what you do is you develop the tools and techniques that help you to plan and prepare, help you to structure, help you to do stories, get your messaging right. And then once you've got your structure, your framework, it's a bit like having a sat nav when you're driving. You can then enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And very much my mission is to help people to realize that actually speaking in public, whether it's presenting to a team or doing a sales pitch or going for an interview, once you start to see it as that journey and you've got a sat nav to help you and you know where you're going, you can enjoy it.
And the other thing not to be forgotten, Isabel, is, you know, practice. People often don't practice and they wonder then why they're still uncomfortable with it. You know, if you practice, you know, if you intensely practice your delivery over and over, it builds up confidence, does it not?
It does. But I always say you need to have practice with feedback.
Yeah.
Practice alone makes habit. So it might not make very good habits. You might not realize that you're doing something without the feedback. And in the book, I talk about this. We have to get into the habit of practicing. I mean, you wouldn't expect to go and see a production at the theater and there's no rehearsal. It's like, you know, that would be mad.
Yeah.
And somehow we seem to think that we should be able to just stand up. I mean, like for you, you can't just stand up and deliver and present a radio show or present a speech. You've got to put in the groundwork. And I remember years ago when I lived in Windsor and Lenny Henry lived quite locally and he would rent. There's a little theatre in the old fire station. He used to rent it. And he would then, you could buy tickets to go and see him. And he would practice his roadshow.
Yeah.
He would practice the jokes. And then there'll be audience participation and he would take feedback. How well did that land? You know, was it a good one? Would that make you laugh? So when you actually saw him on tour, he's done those gags.
Yeah, and he's polished. And speaking of jokes, they don't suit everybody. You know, if you deliver a joke that bombs, it's likely to, you know, upset your confidence.
Again, I think there was a school of thought perhaps many years ago where you had to get your audience's attention and get them listening and, you know, you start with a joke. Well, you know, honestly, if you are funny and you're a comedian and you're good at it, well, great. But for the vast majority of us, it's a bit of a risky strategy. Yeah.
No is the answer. Stay away from it. No.
I would stay away, personally.
Tell me this. Are we not all salespeople in some way? Are we not you know, regardless of our profession, is there not an onus on most professions to sell in some way or other?
Well, absolutely. You're so right. We are all selling something some of the time, whether we're selling ourselves at a job interview, whether our job is in sales or whatever, you know, whether you're a lawyer and you've got to persuade a client to want to work with you rather than another law firm, you know, it's the same. So we're all selling. We might be selling an idea. We might be trying to convince somebody to change the way they work. Or we might be trying to persuade the board to give us some funding for a project. We're selling an idea, we're selling a concept, and we're selling ourselves.
Yeah. The other thing people often overlook is who's in the room, as in, who am I speaking to here? What are they likely to want to hear, first of all, and do a little bit of research on that and then tailor your presentation to that audience, that specific audience?
If you don't do that, I think you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And as part of the kind of planning process, if you like, what I encourage when I'm training or I'm coaching, I say, right, before you even start, you probably know what your topic is. You know what you're going to be talking about because that's why you're there. But who are you talking to? What are they like? Get into their shoes. Imagine you're sitting in their shoes, whether it's the board you're presenting to, whether it's 5,000 people at a conference, whether it's you, you know, in a studio. What's going on in their world? What are they like? How can you best meet their needs? Are they the sort of people that like detail? Are they the sort of people that want to have stories? Are they going to get very impatient if you don't get to the point within the first 5 minutes? Put yourself in their shoes, and then you're in a much better position to think about what is it you want them to go away thinking or feeling or saying or doing or knowing as a result of what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So much easier.
You say also in the book that you're going to learn how to handle nerves, look your best, yeah, and deal with a tricky audience. Talk to me about that. A tricky audience, what do you recommend there?
Tricky audiences. There's always going to be one. You know, there's always going to be one. And again, look at what comedians do.
Dealing with hecklers.
Yes. And you watch them and you think, oh gosh, how clever, aren't they? They're thinking on their feet. They're so quick. It's because they've prepared for it. You know, people like Jo Brand have a put down for any situation. And she says, you know, I learned that working in psychiatric hospitals. And so we must do the same. I think when it comes to nerves and hecklers, if I think about nerves first, you'll be less nervous if you've got a good structure. You'll be less nervous if, like you said, you've practiced and you've rehearsed. And then there are strategies that you can use just to calm those nerves, because nerves are just excess adrenaline. Yeah, that's all it is. It's excess adrenaline that's running around the system and it's leaking out, if you like. So it leaks out with sweaty palms, and it leaks out with your butterflies in your tummy or red rash on your chest. That's all. It's just excess adrenaline. So one thing is to do is to get rid of the excess. I don't know if you want to try doing this now while we're talking. And you can do that by just shaking out your hands. I'm doing it now. Just shake out your hands. Shake out your feet as well.
Yeah,
you've got some
I can feel the adrenaline just rushing out of my body.
It wishes away. And then just relax your hands. That gets rid of it. It'll come back, but it gets rid of it usually long enough to get into your stride.
Yeah.
Now, you can't obviously always do that when you're presenting. And so one thing I say, particularly to my business clients, is go into the bathroom, wash your hands, shake off all the water, and then you can go in. And people won't think you're weird at all, because all they'll think is that you just washed your hands. But what you've done is you've shaken off and got rid of that excess adrenaline.
Right.
And there's also lots of things you can do with breathing as well to calm nerves. Lots of techniques.
Well, listen, it's a great book and it's a great read. The author is Isabel Rimmer. The book is called Present with Presence, Everything You Need to Plan, Prepare and Deliver with Impact in Any Situation. Thank you so much, Isabel. Real pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much. A real pleasure. And I hope people enjoy reading the book as much as I enjoyed writing it. So we'll look forward to hearing the feedback.
Yeah, good job. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.